happened now.
Between the hills,
between the hills,
here on the
lonesome moonshine still.
He puts corn up in the jar,
and he picks his old guitar,
and the smoke still rising.
Oh, white lightning, moon still shining.
One. Up to the steel. Now he's got some time to kill. Well, he's got the man ready to run.
Now it's time to have some fun. Smoke still rising.
Burns right,
burns right,
red. Don't make you
bleed.
Good Mountain Dew,
good Mountain Dew.
Burns right,
burns right, blue. Make us feel the truth.
Bad sugar hill,
bad sugar hill.
Burns right, red,
red, red.
Don't make you dead.
Saliga on the hop. We might keep James up on stage for one more. We'll just get him down a little bit though, Scott. Jim cooked us lunch today. They're my new parents from Ohio now. I'm part of the family, I like to think. We all are. Nick, you missed the chicken.
I heard there was chicken for dinner.
And like the greatest sides that you've... It was delicious.
There were gravy shots.
Like heaps of gravy shots.
Well, you know what? It's like... Okay, I've come from halfway across the world to come... And, you know, this is our first festival of this tour. And it just so happens I got a friend in Indianapolis who's moving this weekend. You know? That's how it happens. Anytime you got a friend, they're always moving. And so I came 8,000 miles, and my friend's like, hey, I'm moving. You got a van. So
that's why I
got
rid of all my friends.
He did buy me lunch. So it was cool, too. And there's chicken for dinner, I heard. Chicken, what is it?
Chicken shots.
Yeah. I've done all the good shots.
Chicken, you know what they're bringing back next? I saw some kids up there doing it. Well, you know, young people, 21-year-olds. Like
not like intravenous chicken.
No, it was like it was beef beer bongs. So it was like a whole gallon of like the beef gravy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I used to do turkey keg stands, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Thirsty, man. And when you got a cold, hard thirst, the only answer is 312 Urban Wheat Ale. That's a really Australian accent. Did you hear that?
But why is your Australian accent always so low?
I don't know.
When you actually have a regular Australian accent.
Well, because that was actually imitating the guy from the VB commercial, one of Australia's most popular beers, called Victoria Bitter. And it goes, when you got cold, hard thirst, what you really need.
But they don't know.
Is a VB.
They don't know that Australians don't drink Fosters.
But now they need to Google or YouTube the VB ad.
How many times have you ever drank Fosters?
When I was like 8. For real. There was some like warm Fosters in my friend's garage.
Was that the last time?
No, the last time after that would have been when I was in London, because they drink that shit over there.
It's
actually not too bad, actually, like, because they brew it there. It's fine.
I think here they brew it in Canada.
Do they?
Yeah, and they say it's Aussie. You guys
actually have probably. It
Let's
wasn't too
talk
bad.
More about the tulip trees.
Yeah, I haven't seen a tulip tree yet. We call it a tulip tree. Are there any tulip trees around?
Do us your best Australian accent.
Oh, there's a tulip tree.
That's an Australian redneck accent. Oh, get your hand off it, mate.
Perfect.
Bloody excellent. All right.
Oh, show us your tulips, eh?
Oh, my God.
That's as good as I can do.
That was an extreme Australian redneck accent. That weird thing that just happened.
It took me 14 years just to learn that.
Anyway, are we having fun yet? You don't mind listening to us talk shit? Old Steam Train. We don't remember how to play that one. Though it is on the album, but maybe I'll remember how to play. We'll play it for you later. You guys want to hang out with us tonight and party? Cool. Clinch Mountain.